The Carrie and Tommy podcast is just around the corner, and so is Christmas. But don't worry, Chemist Warehouse have you covered.
Yes, an absolutely massive show on the way for you today. We have a huge prize to give away and you've got mail, a trip to Noosa today, because...
Why is it only you and I here? Where's Tomas?
Interesting question that you
might
ask.
I feel like something's about to happen that I'm not involved in.
Well, if you would like to win this incredible prize that we're giving away today, you just have to download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. So it is as simple as that. Flights, accommodation. It's all there.
Why are you padding? What's happening? What's going on? What's happening? Oh my
Bickers.
God. Oh my God. What's going on?
What do you mean? I'm so sorry, I'm late. That's embarrassing.
Oh, your boobs look amazing.
Thank you. I can't stop touching my nipples.
Oh, that cleavage is extraordinary.
Thank you. Do you want to touch?
I feel like, Jess, you need to explain to people while I'm gobsmacked what I'm looking at.
I don't know if I can.
You can explain it, mate.
I'm just looking at Tommy as a woman. That hair.
Isn't
I want
it
that
fantastic?
Hair.
It's voluminous.
Why are you dressed in drag?
What do you mean?
Is this a new thing? I'm all for it if this is the way you want to...
Has nobody told you about what's happening on today's show?
What's happening on today's show?
Oh, gosh. We've got some absolute fun for you, Bickers.
What's happening?
Do you really not know?
No.
Oh, this is great. Maybe we'll chuck a song on. Do you want to describe first what you're looking at?
I just did. You as a woman.
Is that all you've got?
I mean...
Give him a compliment.
So I did. I told him great... You look amazing.
You're in my eyes are up here. I'm pretty sure my hands are down here.
Can I touch them?
Absolutely.
How do you make them look like that?
She's a pest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. They're still mine.
I had a real good squeeze there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're wearing a sequin green V-neck, very tight dress. Mm.
I wasn't
very short dress.
It's very short. No, so I asked for just normal stockings.
What's going on?
I asked for just normal stockings, and then Eli got me the most stripper short pantyhose.
Oh my God, of course this is Eli's
been,
making.
That I've ever been given.
Eli, our web producer, this is all of his dreams come true. Look at his little face. You have the most amazing brown hair. You've got lashes on, some great earrings.
Thank you.
I still don't understand why, but I like it.
Great. Well, you'll find out all soon.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
At Carrie Tommy Show this afternoon, if you want to see the latest addition to our show, she's beautiful.
She is stunning.
Thank you.
What's her name?
Well, she has a name.
Does she?
Yes, yes. So can you tell people what's going on?
If you have just joined us, Tommy is dressed in drag. You have come in as a woman today. I had no idea this was happening. You've got the most incredible head of hair.
Thank you.
This short sequin V-neck number with the most amazing boobs I've ever seen.
Thank you.
And I just saw behind the scene footage of you getting them put on.
Yes.
And that was so disconcerting because they look so real.
Yes.
You've got chandelier earrings, amazing lashes.
Thank you.
And you are carrying yourself differently.
And why do you think I've done this, Lady Bickmore?
I actually have no idea.
No
I'm
thoughts.
I'm glad it's happened, and I don't think I've ever thought about why. I'm just like, great.
So why do you think I would do it? Like, if I go, okay, I've done it for a reason.
Yeah.
I've actually done it for you.
Have you?
Yeah. Why? How would I have done this for you?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
But, I mean, the enjoyment I'm getting out of it, I can see why you've done it for me. Why would you have done
anything.
It for me?
Rack your brain.
Any
bugbears recently? Anything been getting on your nerves? My lack of boobs? No. Anything been getting on your nerves?
I did say to you a few weeks ago if you could pull your weight and do something good for the end of the year because you hadn't been doing much interesting stuff.
I don't think it was that vague. I think you were actually a bit more specific.
Was I?
Would you like to hear your own words?
Yes, sure. What are you doing for the show, mate? I got on my skateboard, I've cut my hair. It's time you bought some gear.
I
want you to bring out a TikTok.
I don't have TikTok, mate.
No, I didn't have it either until I made it my thing I was going to try and do. Ask Eli. He helps me. I'm sure he can help you. Oh, my God, you're doing your first TikTok. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Have you done it yet?
I might be.
Have you done it yet?
Oh, I've done it.
Oh,
it's live.
Oh my God, I need to see. Where, what? Where do I find it?
At Carrie Tommy Show, you can go to our socials.
I can't believe I'm
socials.
Asking where to find something on our socials. Where do I find it? Okay, hold
go
on.
Go to our Insta. Okay, have a look
okay.
there.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Oh my God. You're Gina from Real Housewives. Oh my God, you're spraying some perfume. And then, oh my God, you look like her in the ad. Oh my God, that's so amazing.
I'm not just someone because I am Gina Liano.
You are Gina Liano. Oh my God, this is my, all of my dreams come true.
What are all of your dreams?
Oh, wow. Sorry, I should be talking. I'm just busy watching over and over. Wow. What are all my dreams?
You said this is all your dreams come true. I mean, me as well. But talk us through your dreams.
Just that I am not the only one on our show on TikTok.
Yes.
You know, if we're going to really take this show to the next level, I think we need to become TikTok stars. And my ability to make them is pretty bad.
Despite the money they have offered, I'm yet to actually open a TikTok account. So I thought it could be our shows. But I will open one tonight.
I mean, I'd whack it on mine. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put it on mine tonight.
Your one that you're making.
I will make a TikTok. Oh, you want it for your TikTok account?
I mean, I'll take it.
This is what happens. She tricks you. She lures you in.
Can I ask you?
She steals your content.
You gave me a lot of hassle for how much involvement the team had when I made my TikToks. How much involvement did the team have with yours?
I have not lifted a muscle.
They're hard to do, aren't they?
Not one finger.
You can see why they're a full-time job for some people.
Eli, our gorgeous web guy, actually suggested to me, he goes, mate, I've got an idea for your first TikTok. You're going to hate it. But what about you spray yourself with Gina Liano's perfume
and then you become,
and then
Gina,
you become Gina Liano? I said, there is nothing I would love more.
Oh, my God, you've now got Gina Liano perfume in your hand. Mm. Give it to me in real life. I want to see it happen in real life. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good. It's so
You're good. An insignificant ass hair. Have you got a bit of her saying that, Jess?
You are not the C
don't
word.
Even care.
You're an insignificant ass hair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eli, what a great idea.
131060, give us a call. Do you want to see more of me as Gina?
Yes, we do.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on the video.
Oh,
is it turning you on? Is it scaring you? Have you told the kids to look away? Give us a call, 131060. Get involved.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to go and check out the photos as well.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you haven't seen the incredible video of Tommy Little, or should I say Gina Liano.
You can put your eyes back in, thanks, Jesse.
Sorry.
It's hard to keep my eyes up.
Whew.
I'm drawn to your cleavage. And also, the only thing you need to learn is to sit like a lady, mate.
No, I refuse.
It's hard Eli when the top part of you
Eli is slightly to blame because I asked for stockings and I thought I was going to get full, thick stockings. Yep. He's got me absolute stripper panties.
You do, and you spread your legs, so
yes.
It's a lot.
And all my hair has started poking through
but
them.
What about the crotch area, mate? Just put your legs together.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see how everybody else feels about it. Head to at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see your first TikTok, which is on our Instagram. Yep. Confusing, I know, but it's how us old people work. Mm. Holly.
You can also see it at drive-in cinemas.
Holly, what do you make of the makeover?
Look, I love it. I was already a big fan of the show, but I'm an even bigger fan now. Tommy, you looked amazing.
Holly.
I would even like to extend an invitation for you to perform on stage in drag at the Wagga Mardi Gras Festival next year, if it can go ahead.
I mean, it sounds pretty fun.
He did say to me before, I now think I want to perform in drag. So he's one step there.
I need some time.
Wagga has a Mardi Gras now, so you'd be able to come down and perform at that.
I mean, it is a great offer, and Holly, I will consider it.
I feel like you may be flooded, so you might just have to pause on making any commitments because I think you will be required at many a Mardi Gras.
Mate, the first time I saw myself in the mirror like this, I was flooded. G'day, Danny. Sorry.
You love yourself dressed like this. You are really into you, aren't you?
I said that and then squeezed my own boob. Like, what on there?
Like, some people would be uncomfortable in what's happening here. You are very comfortable.
G'day, Danny.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Carrie. Tommy,
hey,
can
Daddy.
I just tell you literally stopped me in traffic.
I was driving and I heard it on the radio. I pulled over and I literally stopped traffic for you. It was the best video TikTok I have seen.
Wow.
You are incredible.
In terms of comparisons, Danny, have you seen a lot of TikToks?
Well, I have. I've got a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old. So,
right.
Yes, I have.
Great.
The whole concept was brilliant. And you look absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you so much, Danny. And I'm so sorry you nearly got rear-ended in traffic there. And I was going to make a joke about that, but I don't think it would be appropriate.
Are you funnier as Gina?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Tuesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy
Little.
You even dance differently.
Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You know what? You can go into Chemist Warehouse because they've got a deal on fragrances at the moment. I'm sure you can get Gina there.
Your new perfume. I think Gina is exclusive to Chemist Warehouse.
Is it?
Thank you very much.
Well, you could go in there. You could get yourself some Hugo Boss The Scent for 100 mils for just $69.99.
Why would you?
Or get some Gina.
Just get
and
Gina.
And it makes you look like Gina.
Does Gina know we're doing a massive ad for her?
I don't know. Did you tell her you were doing this? I wonder how Gina feels about you comparing yourself to her.
Give us a call, Gina. 131060 is our number. Up next.
Hey, who did all this?
Oh, Art Simone, incredible performer, also obviously makeup artist, but incredible performer.
And how
whacked
long did
this
it
together. Happen? This took, when did we start? Yesterday, 5 p.m. No,
I saw you for a meeting in the middle of the day, and you weren't like this. So it must have taken a couple of hours.
Art worked at a freakish pace, and I reckon smashed it out in about an hour and a half or something like that.
It's going to be hard for you to go back on the project now with so little makeup. You'll be requesting lashes now.
They'll be requesting Gina.
Yeah.
What's next?
Hey, up next, feels appropriate that your favourite game should come on today, the time game.
Great.
Yep.
131060 if you would like to play. $1,200 on the line today, guys. And Carrie, Tommy Show if you want to check out Tommy's first TikTok is Gina Liano.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, we're going to be giving away a trip to Noosa with Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail if you want to be in the running. Just got to download the app.
You would love it at Noosa, Gina.
I love Noosa. But right now, let's do this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God.
And now, it's even been endorsed by a real-life celebrity, Amy Shark.
How do you feel about the time game now?
Yeah, it sucks. It's a dumb game.
Thank you for your celebrity endorsement of the time game.
Thank you very much. I hate it. All right, see you guys.
And the prize jackpots weekly. Today, it's up to...
Oh, sorry, Tommy's I forgot. Time game. Sorry, I forgot to say it. $1,200. I forgot to say it because Carrie and I were having a mime off, and producer Sondra, if you wouldn't mind just buttoning on for a second, the mime off we had was, don't we play the time game on Wednesday? Or is it Tuesday usually?
We don't know.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
That's fine. Here we are. We're going
to play it twice
this week. G'day, Peter.
Oh, what have you done to us, Sondra?
Yeah, I'm absolutely flying today, Peter. Now, mate, how is your relationship with time?
I like to be on time.
That's good.
And I feel like when I'm playing along, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But now that it's the real thing, mate, who would know?
No, Pete.
You're going to be a high-pressure player.
Yes.
Feel it, Pete.
Yeah. You know what to do, mate. Jesse will say start. You just say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up. And if you like you are usually and on time, $1,200 cash is yours. Are you ready?
Yes, mate.
Set, go.
Stop.
Ooh, that felt pretty good to me, Pete. How did it feel to you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Okay.
Jesse, how did it feel to you, more importantly?
5.
Exactly. Oh.
0.52.
Ooh, a bit long, Peter, but thanks for being involved. Olivia, are you ready to play?
Hi, yes.
Great, okay. Let's get into it, Jesse.
Ready,
go.
Set, go.
Stop.
Ooh. Liv. Hmm. What made you stop there, Olivia?
I have no idea.
She just felt it, mate. Yeah. That's what this game's all about, just feeling and knowing time.
I'll ask you the question that Carrie always asks me. Did you count in your head, Olivia?
A little bit.
Okay, a little bit. Okay. Hmm. Could that be the deciding factor?
It could.
Jesse.
5.
Oh!
Point.
Oh!
2-2.
Oh.
I feel like we'll know when this goes off because Jesse has the worst poker face.
I know, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Josh. G'day, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Mate, is this the greatest game you've ever heard on radio?
Oh, it's unreal. I love it.
Hey, Josh, have you checked out Gina in drag today?
I haven't yet, but I will.
No, you should go to at Carrie Tommy Show on our socials. You'll love it,
spend
Josh.
Spend more than five seconds over there, Josh.
Ready, set, go.
Stop.
Oh, that was an unenthusiastic stop there, Josh.
Are you annoyed at the time game, Josh?
Yeah, what happened, Josh?
No, sorry, guys. Didn't mean that.
Did you go over on your other phone and were you checking out Gina? Were you distracted?
Not at all, no.
Okay, okay. Jesse, how did it go?
5.96.
We had all in the fives.
Yeah, this is actually...
People must have been practicing.
Yeah, they are good. Thank you, Josh.
Montana, have you been practicing?
No.
Damn it. Worth a shot. I really thought it was catching on.
Well, let's see if maybe it's not about practicing. It's just about knowing time. Jess, give it a crack.
Ready, set, go.
Stop.
That felt long. I reckon you should have practiced on that one, Monty.
5.65.
In the fives again, though.
I'm amazed. I reckon Jesse just
Can we get a clean sweep in the fives here? Let's go to Jackie. Jackie. How are you feeling? You ready to play?
Feeling lucky.
That's good.
Great. Take it away, Jess.
Ready, set, go.
Stop.
Oh, Jackie, mate, the show's almost over the amount of time you took.
I actually stopped paying attention.
Sorry.
That's all right, Jack.
We'll just check. We could be wrong, Jackie.
Yeah, we could be wrong.
We could be off by seconds.
6.01.
Yeah, okay. So. Bye, Jackie.
Jackpot tomorrow?
Jackpot tomorrow.
Oh, Jackie Pot.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
After 4 o'clock this afternoon, a trip to Noosa up for grabs, and You've Got Mail. If you haven't downloaded the Hit app and registered for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail, well worth going and doing that now.
Did you request that song, Later, Hear Me Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I'm in a frightful state of undress at the moment.
Nah,
it's fine.
It's time for this, guys.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Is Lady Tommy smarter than Man Tommy?
Ooh.
I obviously have to say yes.
Great.
Yeah. That's a real landmine of a question. Yes, I'm feeling much more emotionally sensitive, intelligent, stronger.
Yeah.
My pain tolerance is high.
Yep.
Better in every single way.
Superhuman.
Superhuman.
All right. Question number one. Who let the dogs out?
Who asked the dogs? What did you say?
Worded very weirdly.
Oh, is it who sung Who Let the Dogs Out?
I think that's what they're asking, yeah.
That is the Baha Man.
Yes. Mm. Is that what they're asking?
So who let the dogs out?
Who asked Who Let the Dogs Out to become one of the best-known one-hit wonders?
It's the Baha Man.
Very weird word.
It is the Baha Man.
Question number two. Anyone can get old is a quote by whom?
Anyone... can get old.
Is it a particularly profound quote? Anyone can get old. Thanks for that. Yep.
It's not by someone young. That's not a quote of a young person.
No.
It'll be Mark Twain or something.
I was thinking maybe more like a party animal musician. Like, mate, anyone can get old, but you gotta really live your life.
Oh, so you're going with what's his name? Not Keith Richards, the other one? What's his name?
Oh, from...
The Stones.
Yeah,
how do
Rolling
I not
Stones.
Know
the
Mick Jagger?
What's his name? Mick Jagger.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Let's go Mick Jagger.
Okay,
anyone
great.
Can get
well,
old.
Well, I don't think Jesse's right.
No.
But anyway, that's fine.
Good chat, though.
Great, great.
Question number three.
It's all about the chat.
What about Roald Dahl? Anyway, go on.
In the R.L. Stevenson novel Treasure Island, what is the black spot?
The treasure. X on the where the treasure is. X marks the spot, the black spot.
The black spot. Well, it usually denotes death, doesn't it?
Like a hole.
So what was it? Treasure Island. The black spot. It'd be where the treasure is hidden.
Great. I think that's the X, not the black spot. But yeah.
They ran out of paint.
Question number four. What sort of weather feature is the Fremantle Doctor?
Oh, it's a breeze that blows in the afternoon in WA.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, question number five. What is the name of Norman Lindsay's magic pudding?
Oh, Norman Lindsay's magic pudding. Is it Pud Pud? Is it put that in your pot?
The magic pudding. Norman Lindsay. That's a funny
is that
name,
the faraway tree? Is that where the magic pudding is in?
I don't remember.
No. Oh,
okay.
I don't know. Pud?
I don't think that's the name of the magic pudding.
Okay, what do you think it is? Trevor or something? No. Bill. G'day, I'm Graham, the magic pudding.
Leave it blank. Let's go back to the beginning.
You think blank is better than pud?
Okay, pud then.
Pud. Okay. Do we want to recheck any of those or are we comfy with all of those answers?
I mean, I'd like to recheck pud. But
chocolate?
You think it's called chocolate? Okay, let's call it chocolate pud.
I will accept all answers going forward. The answer to who let the dogs out, it is the Baha Man.
Thank you.
Such a funny question.
Yeah.
Question number two, anyone can get old is a quote by Groucho Marx.
Oh.
Mm, question number three, in the R.L. Stevenson novel Treasure Island, what is a black spot? A notice of impending death.
Oh, you were close when you said death. Mm. Should have stuck with that.
Should have given us the point.
Yes.
Mm.
Taskmaster.
Question number four. What sort of weather feature is the Fremantle Doctor? The cooling afternoon sea breeze. We'll take that.
Yeah. That's exactly
it's just
what
not
you
as
said.
Poetic as what I
think. Question
what I
number
said.
Five.
Nah, the wind. The wind at Den come in. That was your answer.
The most controversial question for today. What was the name of Norman
Chocolate
Lindsay's
pud.
Magic pudding?
Please tell me it's pud.
What is it?
It's pud, isn't it?
Trevor,
is it pud?
It's Albert. Oh,
it's not far off, Trevor.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, if you haven't had a chance yet, at Carrie Tommy Show, jump on the socials. Check out Tommy Little's first ever TikTok.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty fun.
We both had long days today. I had a shoot this morning, an early start.
Same stuff? In drag?
Oh, no. No, I had a Stella Mag shoot coming out next month.
I don't see them do a lot of drag shoots.
Maybe you'll be there first.
That'd be great.
I reckon they would have done one before. Anyway, I'll pitch it to them.
Great, thank
yes.
you.
But got in the car super early, was driving to work, had my coffee and was making some calls to my friends and there was a lot of traffic on the road and I spent a lot of time sitting next to cars and I often have a little cheeky look, see, you know, is a car full of family, is it someone driving on their own, what are they doing?
Yeah.
I just love wondering what people are doing on their way to work.
Of course.
And as I did this, I noticed the reaction to me from people wasn't what I thought it should be.
I know what they're doing.
So I normally expect just a pleasant little smile back, you know, like, hey, acknowledgement. Yeah, we're both on this commute to work.
And you're staring at them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was a lot of stares, some concerned looks, some lookaways, some real like, oh, and look away.
Like startled.
Then I thought started to
Did
think,
anyone drive off the road?
No, but this is what I thought because this happened over about a 20-minute period.
Yeah.
And so I started making it a bit of a game for myself. I thought, something's happening. Am I driving weird? Or then I thought, am I too loud on my phone and people can hear the conversations that I've been having in the car with my friends, right? Is that what they're looking at? So I started to play a game with them where I'd like really hold their stare. And no one enjoyed it. Or really engaged.
Is it because you hadn't looked forward at the road and had cleaned up seven people by this stage?
No, it was...
And you just had people piling up on your bonnet?
It was because I'd forgotten that when I first got up this morning, I put on a face mask to make my skin kind of dewy for the shoot.
Oh, my God.
I don't do these things often.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I forgot that I put it on.
Because
and
you look like something out of a horror movie with those things on.
I drove with
that
with the mask on.
That is terrifying.
And then as I got to the shoot, I looked in the rear vision mirror of my thing just before I got out of the car and I was like, oh, my God, I've got my mask on. And then it all fell into place and I realised in 20 minutes people have been going, what is that freak got on her face?
Oh, that's because it would have been early too. That's,
yeah, it was 6:30 in the morning. That's a lot for 6:30.
It's terrifying.
I mean, my skin looked amazing.
Because it looks like your face is melting.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Wow.
Anyway, I thought it would be fun to ask on 131060, what did you think they were staring at?
Yeah.
Like, you know, often you're at places and people are looking at you and you're like, what are they staring at?
Do you know, once many, many years ago, I did a thing on the internet where it was like a live stream thing. Nobody watched it, right? But then I was sitting at the airport waiting to come home and everybody was looking at me.
And you were thinking, oh, my God, everyone watched it.
And I thought,
it.
Oh, my God, this live stream has made me
gone viral.
Famous. And I thought, hang on. Everybody's looking at me, like literally everybody's looking at me, and nobody's even looking away. And I realised it's because I was sitting directly under the TV, which was playing Test Match Cricket, and it was the Ashes at the time. And
everybody, weren't looking at you at all.
No, they were looking a foot above my head and watching the cricket. And I'm like, can these despos stop staring?
You loved it, though.
Absolutely. Always sit under the TV. It makes you feel good. 13 10 60, give us a call. What did you think they were staring at? Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail coming up next. A trip to Noosa on the line if you want to be in the running.
Noosa.
Download the Hit app.
But this morning I made a trip to work to a photo shoot and trip.
Yeah, Noosa.
I don't know whether I sound like a Noosa person or a trip to New Zealand.
Everybody was, is that how you think New Zealand people
sound? No, I can't do a trip to the fish and chip shop.
You sound like Sean Connery.
You know I'm good at Sean Connery. He doesn't move his mouth, does he?
You made a trip to work this morning.
I made a trip to work this morning and it was a photo shoot and I don't do very photo shoots very often and I thought, you know what I should do? You know what people that do photo
you
shoots
do photo shoots. Every week.
No, I haven't done one in a long time.
We did one yesterday.
No, no, we just had a photo taken. This is full shoot at a house in different outfits and stuff, mate. It's different.
No one does that very often.
I had to shave my legs for this one, kind of shoot. And I thought, what would the modules do? The modules would wear a face mask. So this morning I got up and put a face mask on.
I think you're a model, mate.
I'm not a model. Anyway, I wore a face mask on the cover of magazines. To the shoot, and I forgot that I put the face mask on, and everyone that I looked at on their drive to work also looked at me weird, and I didn't know why they were looking at me weird.
Yeah,
I thought maybe they didn't like
that
me.
Model?
And then I only realised 20 minutes later when I got to the shoot that I'd had the face mask on the whole time.
Yes.
So we're asking on 13 10 60,
Do you not realise you're a model? How many magazine covers have you done without considering yourself a model?
Christy, what did you think?
Hang on, Christy first. Do you think Carrie's
don't
a model?
Don't ask that. That's horrible. People are going to say hurtful things. To
why?
Me. Because
mate,
I'm not.
It's all nice.
It's not.
I'm being nice. You've been on the cover of so many magazines.
It doesn't make you a model, mate.
How
you
many modelling shoots have you done?
A couple, but that
you
not
can't
as
even
a model.
Count how many. Christy, is Carrie a model?
Yes, she is.
Yes. Great.
I mean, what are they going to say? No, and then it gets really awkward.
Well, no, because everyone agrees that you are. Even Sonis, our producer. Not,
Christy, what did you think they were staring at?
So I was giving myself a pamper one day and I tinkered
like
my
a model does, Christy.
Yes, exactly, like a model.
You can just say to Christy, like I do, Christy.
Yeah.
I was giving myself a pamper session and I left the tint on my eyebrows and I went to the supermarket with this very dark tint on my eyebrows. And it wasn't until I got to the register star and she goes, did you know you've got tint on your eyebrows?
And because the thing with tint is you don't just put it on your eyebrow, do you? You stretch it right across, like quite around the area.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I went as red as a tomato.
Christy, what does the tint look like? Does it look like someone's coloured it in with marker or something?
No, it looks like you've almost painted over the eyebrow, but much like further out than just the eyebrow.
Oh.
It's like you've bathed it in something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it looks like you've got like Groucho eyebrows.
Did you notice, Christy, everybody staring before you got to the counter?
Yes, everyone.
Did you just think you were rocking it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And yeah, I'm like, why is everyone staring at me? I've got my mask on. What is going on?
Good on you, Christy. I love it.
Thanks, Christy. Trish, how are you?
Oh, hi, Terry. I'm great, thank you.
That's great.
Love you guys.
Love you too, Trish. Why?
Okay.
When? What did you think everyone was staring at?
Well, I wasn't sure, but I left work with a big fat roller in my fringe. I left for work. I had to stop off at Officeworks. My boss called me, picked up some things at Officeworks. Two people had to help me in two different aisles, and I had to go to the cash register. Drove to the parking station. Boom gate didn't work. Had to go into the centre. We go to the pay station. Two people asked me for help, and then I got all that sorted, went across to work, and my boss gave me a really strange look, and I thought they were upset because I took too long. And they took a photo of me and showed me what was in my face.
Oh, so fun, Trish, though. To get to the age, I reckon, where you could just rock a roller and know it's there
and
not
care. That's
would be
the dream,
so liberating.
Isn't it? Trish, I feel like you ran into so many people. Like, if that was if you had COVID, that would be like, we don't have any idea, but Trish had 1,000 close contacts that morning.
You're not wrong.
Good on you, Trish. Thank you. Let's go to Claire. G'day, Claire.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Do you think Carrie's a model?
Stop asking. I do. Yes. I agree.
Yeah, yes. Great. And when were people staring?
I thought I was doing the right thing. I was a shift worker. I got out really early, had a shower, went to the food shop to get my food shopping done before work, walk around there for an hour, got to the register and realised I had 5 blobs of moisturiser on my face that I hadn't rubbed in. And to make it worse, I'd been to Macca's to a coffee beforehand and they didn't even tell me in there. That I had the moisturiser on my face.
Do you know I've done that before, Claire, with, you know how they say put toothpaste on a pimple to try and, they say to dry it out, right? And I had pimples on my face, so I put toothpaste on it and some bits of toilet paper and then I forgot
that. At least with that, they go, oh, that woman looks weird, but she smells minty fresh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon on what is a massive show. It's time to give away another massive prize.
There's only just days left to win.
Oh, my God!
One person will win a car, a holiday and cash.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, oh, my God, this feeling's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Later this week for our final You've Got Mail, we're giving away a trip, we're giving away cash, and we're giving away a new car. But
all
that doesn't
one.
Mean... Yeah, all in one to
Damn.
One person. But that doesn't mean we're all out of goods for now.
No.
This week we've been saving the best for last. Today we have a trip to Noosa for two people, 4 nights accommodation, return airport transfers, a wilderness cruise in the Noosa Everglades.
Noosa.
Oh, the Everglades.
How lovely.
Who is winning today? What's our parcel number?
Our parcel number is 35527. Jesse, punch it in.
Hello, Tess speaking.
Oh, Tess Marie, are you able to move somewhere quieter?
Yes, just one moment.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Who was that, Tess?
Just some work colleagues.
Oh.
Just want to check, Tess Marie or Tess, what would you like us to call you?
Or TM.
Oh, Tess, TM, anything.
Okay.
Tess will do.
TMS.
Yeah.
That's her last name included.
Too much stress.
Oh, too much stress.
Oh, have you had too much stress this year, Tess Marie?
Yeah, quite a bit. So I've been working from home, had my kids home, they're little babies. So, yes, it's been quite stressful, but stressful for everybody, I guess.
So that would mean you need a bit of a stress relief, don't you?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Should we have introduced ourselves? We've been pretty presumptuous and just kept talking.
Sure. Do you know who you're talking to, TMS?
I do. It's Carrie and Tommy.
CNT are our initials?
Yep. I won't say that.
Okay. I almost got that tattooed on me. How about that, Tess Marie?
Oh, no.
TMS, yes. you've entered You've Got Mail. When did you enter?
A month ago, maybe, or around about then.
So right at the start. Today's prize is incredible. It's return flights for two people, 4 nights accommodation, daily breakfast, airport transfers, cruise in Noosa. Doesn't that sound incredible?
It sounds amazing.
Well, guess what, Tess? That prize is all yours!
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You have no idea how much this means.
Oh, Tess, you sound like you deserve a sit on a beach. Get someone to look after the kids and you have an absolute ball.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
No worries, TMS.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
See you, mate.
Cheers. Bye.
Guys, we still have that massive prize to give away later on this week. The car, the holiday, everything to go. A whole bit of cash in there as well. If you want to be in the running for it, download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail and be listening to Breakfast tomorrow morning to find out what we're giving away tomorrow.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Tuesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you are just joining us, it's well worth jumping onto the socials at Carrie Tommy Show to see the photos.
Yeah, we've been joined by a female version of Tommy Little today. Mm. You are in drag. You surprised me at the beginning of the show.
You're welcome.
I am now so comfortable with what I'm seeing. It's actually exquisite. Mm. And I think this should be the way we go forward.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I'll need extra time for 3 hours of makeup before each show, but I'm up for that.
Yeah, between my time and your time, God, they'll be making us up all day.
Clear out a village and put them to work.
Hey,
two people on the trails.
You've got your big swim tonight, the Battle of the Bay. Gosh. Will you be in this attire for the Battle of the Bay?
I feel like these titties might serve as a life vest and it's not a bad idea. But there's been some developments in the Battle of the Bay. You'll hear about them next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And everybody knows, I mean, we don't need to remind people, but today, Bickers, is of course the big day.
You have to remind me because I've kind of forgotten.
It's the Battle of the Bay, mate.
Sorry. Battle of the Bay.
Jesse, can you understand the disrespect that's been thrown at us?
Is this where you guys just swim out to the boy and back?
We try and swim out to the boy that the old ladies swim around every single morning.
And so far you've been doing a lot of walking into the water, walking a bit more, swimming a few strokes.
No, we've been doing a lot of shallow water swimming because we're scared to go out to the boy. So we've been walking about 10 metres out and then swimming along the shoreline, up and back.
Yeah.
And then we did a deep water swim to try and get our...
Oh, did you? Where did you do that?
We swam halfway out to the buoy.
And how'd you feel?
Tired. Very tired.
So you still have double that to go
I got back into shore. I got to the point where I could stand up again
I'm just quite distracted.
Yes.
Again, if you've just joined us, Tommy is dressed as in full drag as a woman today.
Yes.
Is that a drawn-on mole or is that a bit of food on your face?
That is my beauty spot.
Okay, sorry.
So disrespectful.
I was going to wipe it off, but I didn't want to touch it.
I also had olives in my sandwich.
Okay.
But great. I believe, sorry, for my dignity, it's a
great
beauty spot.
Yep, good. So, tonight you are going to attempt to swim around the buoy and back.
It's
something
the Battle of the
that
Bay.
The 7-year-olds do every morning without, like, even a puff.
Yeah, I mean, seven.
Are they 70?
70, yes. Yeah, no, 70 is probably young, I reckon.
They're older than that.
They're 80. If you're 70, you're a real whippersnapper in that crew.
Yeah, because you normally can go 50 metres and that's your limit.
And we did, we went halfway and came back, and I honestly, if it was 10 more metres to get back to where our feet could go down, I would have drowned. So we got a support crew. They're coming on stand-up paddle boards. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, are they qualified lifesavers? And no, but they're good friends. And so I reckon they've got my best interests at heart.
Yes, good.
I am thinking of wearing the fake Norks.
Just as a flotation device.
Yes.
I think that's smart. Although they could weigh you down. They're pretty big.
These aren't weighing anything now.
They're not? They're not heavy?
Maybe in 20 years, mate. But right now, these bad boys
Vision before of your boobs before you put your dress on. It honestly was like looking at you with proper boobs. It was really disconcerting.
What's even worse, that was before I put the prosthetics on.
Well, then that's a problem.
That was priming me.
They're going to weigh you down on your swim.
We've had a slight hiccup.
What's happened?
I thought I would organise a funny outfit for today. I thought it'd be great. I was going to go
for the Battle of the Bay.
Yes, I was going to go in swim cap. And Jesse, should I tell Gary this or not?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you've done a lot today, and I think you should just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I organised like a funny swim cap, and then this brightly coloured like funky trunks kind of speedo shorts to swim in. But upon trying them on this morning, I realised I have what is maybe a pimple or possibly an ingrown hair on my butt cheek, and now I'm not going to wear them.
Would you have seen that on your funky trunks?
Oh, yeah.
How short were they?
Short.
Oh, yeah. I think that's quite endearing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going for endearing. I'm going for hot with tits.
Oh, just funky shorts. Don't scream hot.
Don't they?
No. They active? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on a woman, hot. Just on you.
Why do you think I'm dressed as a woman today?
Is that why? So you can wear your funky trunks.
Yes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you haven't jumped online and had a look at the beautiful Tommy Little at Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to go and check it out, we got Husey and Ed as well.
I think that needs more of a plug than
just
beautiful.
Go check Tommy out.
Yeah, no, it's
Tommy
just go check out.
As a woman, as Gina Liano.
Are you saying he's not beautiful? Yeah.
Oh, are you being Gina Liano or are you. Oh, I see what you're doing. You've got her fragrance.
Yes.
Have you done it where you're not?
Talk to me, Ed.
I reckon if you did it more serious, the face, right, and moved slightly to somewhere a bit more plush, you could see if you could, you know, fool people and think it's actually her.
Do you reckon?
Do you think it's that close a likeness?
I don't know if that's the hair and the makeup and the Gina, because people don't look at things that closely, you know, they just sort of glance at it. I think it'd be a chance to fool some people.
I don't know who that is more hurtful to.
Well, no one.
Is Husey off microphone? Because we can barely hear.
I'll come over here and use this
is
one.
Is he just directing traffic
on.
In the background?
No, he's just yelling. He's yelling at me. Yeah. Come over here.
He's still looking at Gina Liano. Or Tommy, sorry.
Is that on now? Is it?
Yes.
Well, come here, Ed. We'll share the mic like it's an ice cream and we're on a date.
Oh.
Well, can I not say that?
Of course you can. Look at a bit.
I just said it. Anyway, the photo.
What do you think of Gina?
I think Gina's really attractive. I think Tommy looks attractive as Gina.
Look hot.
The computer says yes to me.
Do you know what, Husey? He's loving himself too. I've never seen him move like that. Mm. He keeps moving with this, like,
you know what, though?
You know what's arrogance. Happened here? Yeah.
You know what's happened here? He's seen Dr. Chris Brown on those Channel 10 promos and he's gone.
Wow. Yeah.
This is what I want, some of that. And the two of them together, that's a power couple right there.
Wow.
Dr. Chris Brown and Tommy Little.
Watch out, front of New Idea. He's often on the front of New Idea with different people. It'll be you next. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd kill to be on the front of New Idea.
Would you?
Well, you would be.
No.
I can make it happen.
Great. You look great. Although the photo, I don't like the photo.
If I'm on the front of New Idea, I think my career is probably over. I don't think it's for a good reason.
What do you mean?
I want to send you guys the thing that I sent. Where is it? This is really disconcerting. This is
decolletage.
I'll just send it to you.
Did I use that word right?
And you guys can open it. Look at this video where it starts at his norks. And if you saw that first, how would you feel? How would you feel? Is it there yet?
When's the video coming through? Oh,
yeah,
got it.
I've just sent it. Okay, yeah. Watch that. Watch that.
I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, you come here, Ed. Let's have a look at this.
Yeah. It's disconcerting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just, how did you get your norks
boobs
to do
so
that?
Good. They're fake
What's
boobs.
Happened there?
No, they're not fake boobs. They weren't fake boobs. That was tape.
Is that yours?
Mate, I've used all sorts of tape. You can't do that with them.
That was supple. Tape. That was Hollywood tape.
I feel like there's jiggle in
there. A little bit of pig fat.
I feel like that could be my
I had a
boobs.
Squeeze and they felt real good. You should get Eli to send them the video of you when you're getting ready with your boobs on.
Oh, yeah, my boobs out.
Oh, my God. And I'm seeing leg there as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's going to blow up the internet.
How's the leg making you feel?
Yeah, it's, alive.
Ed, thank you. Thanks, Husey. That's lovely.
Ed's gone awfully quiet.
He's
Do you need a moment,
to have
Ed?
A think about it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
How do the legs make you feel, Ed?
I don't think I'm on.
Yeah,
you are.
Is he not on at all?
Oh, if those legs won't turn you on, I don't know what will.
And it's a time alone.
Happy days.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave you to have
some drag
time.
Queen name. You need a, if you're not being Gina, you also need a drag queen
I did
name.
Ask that.
I'm going to come back with that tomorrow because I feel like I need to start working on my character.
There's life. Yeah. This is not a one-day thing.
No,
this is a future. This is a fork in the road.
This is me,
and this is go the happy way.
Stick around. Easy edit in next.
Bye.
Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now
at carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get their Christmas shopping done. For Christmas gifts everyone will love, head to the home of big brand fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.